7:32 for you. It's a big brekkie with Daniel. Thanks to Rose Consulting and Financial Services. Still as well, stuck in the middle with you at 7:48. And joining me here in the studio is the member for Bundaberg, Tom Smith. Good morning.
Good morning, Daniel. Good morning, Bundy. How are we?
Very well.
How are you, mate?
I'm very well. Hey, we were just talking about Bundy a few moments ago about the Monopoly board. So what would you put on the Monopoly board if we were able to get a Bundy version?
Well, a few of the ones I didn't hear, the post office. I think the post office, iconic, maybe even the cenotaph. But of course, for that little bit of unique Bundy, maybe the Hungry Tum.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there we go. Well, yeah, there's a couple of suggestions from the member for Bundaberg. All right, let's get into some serious stuff. I had the opposition leader, David Crisafulli, on the program yesterday, made some comments on this particular radio program about the hospital. Have a bit of a listen to what the opposition leader had to say yesterday.
Bundy was promised a level 5 hospital before the last election, and now everyone's crab walking away from that. The local member, the minister, the premier, they're all using different excuses. A promise is a promise, and they should honour that, and we want to see more beds. But it's also about the things that we can do immediately. We can put doctors and nurses of the local hospitals back in charge. We can improve triaging so people aren't waiting forever in an ED. And we can share data in real time to hold that the minister and the senior executives accountable and drive the change that people need. And right now, these numbers are sobering, and every Queenslander deserves a world-class health system, no matter where they live.
That is the opposition leader, David Crisafulli, speaking yesterday. The floor is yours.
Well, Daniel, I don't know what rock this bloke's been living under, but he should slither back under it, let me tell you that. This is a bloke who's been caught out lying 3 times alone this week. Caught out by the local paper, caught out by the Wide Bay, and also caught out yesterday by you on your program. We know that the leader of the opposition is desperate. He's not cutting through with Queenslanders, and he's outright lying to Queenslanders. He says that we're crab walking away from the hospital. Mate, we are sprinting towards the hospital. We've been on this program together. We've talked about the location of the hospital. I secured the $1.2 billion for the new hospital. We've got a construction end date in mid-2027, and we're starting early works this year on the back of a $20 million financial year commitment. So this just shows you that this is a leader of the opposition who reeks of desperation and is not cutting through with Queenslanders and has come up to Bundaberg and has lied to the faces of people in Bundaberg. And what's even worse is he's attacked our doctors and our nurses. You know, who do you think is in charge of triage in the hospital? It's doctors and nurses, and they are doing an amazing job on the front line, looking after those who are so vulnerable in our community. And for this bloke to start criticising them, it reminds me of when he was a cabinet minister in Campbell Newman's government. What did he do? He sacked them. He sacked 345 health workers across the Wide Bay and over 1,000 nurses and midwives. Now, this is a bloke who was a member of parliament in Townsville and was rejected so badly by the people of Townsville that he moved down to the glitz and glamour of the Gold Coast. He knifed a sitting woman who was a member of parliament for Broadwater. He took her job. And when he took her job, he then said to the people of Broadwater, even though you've elected me, I'm going to go live in a high-rise apartment in Brisbane. This is a bloke, by the way, who on his register of interest has 11 bank accounts. Let me tell you, there's not enough money in all of those bank accounts to pay for the fancy cologne that he needs to get rid of the reek of desperation from this leader of the opposition, who should go back and crawl under the rock where he's come from. We are delivering the new hospital. We are getting it done.
That is the right of reply from the member for Bundaberg, Tom Smith. Now, no high-ranking police officers here in Bundaberg. The closest one is Cairns. Is there a possibility that we could be getting one here in Bundy?
Well, we do have high-ranking police. We do have high-ranking police, Danny. I think what you're referring to is duty officers.
Yeah, duty officers, sorry.
So there is currently a coronial inquest going on down in Maryborough where there's been a suggestion about duty officers. Now, duty officers are an operational matter. So the Commissioner of Police makes the decisions of where to base duty officers around Queensland. Now, my understanding is it's not Cairns is the closest, but it's from Gold Coast up to Cairns is where duty officers are placed across Queensland. Mm-hmm. So it's very much an operational matter. Once the coronial inquest is done, if the report comes out and says that there needs to be duty officers, then I'm sure that the police commissioner will, of course, abide by that and see fit to put those officers where they need to be. But I can tell you that in all of my conversations with local police and with the senior police here, they've never brought up duty officers to me. However, of course, if the recommendation's there, then I'm sure that the police commissioner will follow those recommendations.
Now, this report you've been sitting on for a little while, I say you, but the government have been sitting on for a while. I mean, it'd be interesting if you were, but
around...
A bit
taller.
Just by a little bit. Around 8:15 on Tuesday night, you released the findings of the youth justice reforms. Why so late in the night?
Well, Daniel, you know about the report being released? All of the journos know about the report being released. It doesn't matter whether it's 8 o'clock at night or 8 o'clock in the morning. People know that the report's released. And it's important that it is released. The government has been going through the report. It's an analysis of the tough new laws that we put in. Now, let's make that very clear. Queensland has the toughest youth offence laws in the nation. We reverse the onus on bail, so now it's up for young offenders to prove to the magistrates why they deserve bail. And what this report has shown is that there are more young people in custody and in remand because of our tough new laws around youth offenders. We know that it's a complex issue. We know that these kids are coming from some pretty horrific backgrounds, and the question needs to be asked, where are mum and dad in all of this? But we also need to make sure that we are keeping our community safe. Now, luckily in Bundaberg, we don't have some of the youth crime problems that other parts of Queensland have, but what this report has shown is that we have more young people in remand and in custody because of the tough laws that our Premier put into action.
So there are hard questions out of the way, Tom, just in relation to a couple of others, if I may. On a lighter note, of course, the end of school kids are doing the graduations. We've seen the beautiful photos on social media. You've been out to a lot of the schools. It's a big time of the year for them.
It's a big time. It's a great time. You know, I was at Bundy North High last night, and the Year 12s, they put on this great dance routine to finish off. They had a lot of fun, but I think all of the young people felt like, yes, we're adults now, and all of the parents went, oh, no, we really are adults now.
Yeah.
But it's a wonderful occasion. I was at Kempnock this week, Bundaberg North. I saw Bundaberg Special School. They had their formal as well.
Lovely.
We got Shalom. We got Bundy High today. It's just a great time of year. And I can tell you that when I was a teacher, the graduation days were always the best days because the Year 12s, it really hits them, their experience, their last 12 or 13 years if they did prep as well. And it's a great time, and it's something that we should all celebrate.
Well, I can't even remember mine. That was that long ago. My breakup, it was a while ago. And finally, Tom, if just very quickly, member for Bundaberg, Tom Smith, joins us here in the Brekkie Show. You wanted to send a bit of a shout out to Volunteer of the Year.
That's right. Well, Brad Penny is a very good man, is a local grower, and he's a keen listener, Daniel, of yourself and myself as well. And at the Bundaberg Rugby League AGM, he was one of the two Volunteers of the Year. So he was recognised for all of his hard work. He's an outstanding man. And because I know he's listening, I thought we'd better give him a shout out. So, Brad, hopefully that makes your day.
Oh, thank you very much to Brad for all the service that you do, and thank you to you for coming in this morning and answering some pretty tough questions. Really appreciate it.
Always happy to stand up for Bundy, Daniel.
Thank you very much. That is the member for Bundaberg, Tom Smith, joining us on 1332 4BU.